Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with your host, Cindy Hendricks, and me, Thomas Hides. Cindy, tell me about a win you've had this week.
Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really ecstatic to share with you about my two new books. I am so excited about Insights from an Intuitive. I had two books published in August.
Two
books? That's one of them. Two books. I know. Crazy. Yes.
At once?
Almost the same day.
Wow. And
so Goal For It is the second book, 30 Paths to Imagine More Success.
Now, that's an incredibly valuable book.
Thank you. It's
incredible. Not because I was one of the contributing authors, but the other people that are in there had some tremendous insight on how to create, find, and accomplish goals. And there's lots of different paths that are available. Really insightful book.
You know, the reason why I wrote the book is because my entire life, everyone has asked me how I get so much done. And I have the same amount of time everyone else does. In fact, probably less because of everything that I'm always doing. And so I just wrote it all down. So all my secrets are in that book. It's called Goal For It, 30 Paths to Imagine More Success. And my secrets are no longer secret.
Well, thank you for sharing those. You know, my very first piano teacher, Mrs. Allen, she used to say, Thomas, if you want something done, give it to a busy person.
Isn't that true?
So true. And you're a shining example of that.
Thank you. And I'm so excited to share because there are so many people in the world that have so much to give and they're just not getting it done. And there is my formula in the book that breaks it all down so people can see how to get things done. There are forms, there's a formula, and of course, all the stories of my trusted co-authors in the book. It's available on my website, cindyhendricks.com, cindyhendricks.com. And my second book, Insights from an Intuitive, very excited. It's a lot of the quotes that I have said over the years in my coaching practice, as well as managing people all across the country. 147 pages of inspiring quotes. And we read one of them almost every show. So you'll be able to hear many of them. It's also available on my website.
It makes a huge difference.
Yes. And it's got fantastic pictures that my producer and friend, Dan Fowler, selected. So it's a book that makes a fantastic gift at just $20. Where can you get a good gift for $20, right?
I know that's the baseline. If you can find a great gift for $20, you're in like Flynn for sure.
Exactly. And it mails easily.
Today, Cindy, I would like us to move into a very special segment for us, something that we absolutely love. Cindy, let's talk about the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
Word of the week today is box. And I know you're probably rolling your eyes, Thomas, right?
Well, what's in the box? What's the box?
What is she talking about? But you know what? I've collected boxes my entire life. Anything that's a little box with a lid, I'm all over that because there's always something special inside it. In fact, I gave you a little box at a summit that we went to, if you recall.
Absolutely. Imagine the Imagination IQ conference, which was fantastic. I remember you gave us actually a little heart-shaped box, and as a Nirvana fan, I totally can appreciate that. You told us to either put in something that we absolutely loved and wanted to bring more into our life, or to put something that was holding us back and put it in there and to burn it. I put something in there that was holding me back, and I burned it, and I just felt things move away. It was incredible.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad you got value from that, because it's a great exercise. And so just to finish our word of the week or box, it is a compartment, enclosure, shelter, or something to put into a box. It's also an idiom, which is out of the box, remarkable, extraordinary, or outside the box, which is unconventional or innovative. And we're going to hear more about that from our interview today. Our guest, Holly Porter, is all about the box.
Yeah, Holly Porter has a book, Inbox, Outbox, No Box, which we're going to be highlighting in very few minutes when we interview her. When we talk about holding ourselves within a box, which is something she's talking about, I had a tremendous experience this week with one of my coaching clients where physically I just didn't see that external representation of this vibrant genius that was inside. And with a little bit of belief work and actually quite a bit of physical work, changing her physicality, I just saw her change her outward appearance to finally match the incredible person that she was inside.
Now, one of the things our listeners don't know about you, Thomas, is that you are an incredible and remarkable voice coach.
Yes, and a speaking coach. Yes, for the person who wants to work on a presentation or has to give presentations for sales, or if they're ready to step onto the big stage and give a keynote. Absolutely.
And so tell us more about your experience with your client.
You know, like I was saying, I just found that her physicality did not match her internal personhood, the person who she is. And just by making some small adjustments, changing, allowing her to find not just a power stance, but to find a physicality, a body movement and positions and body expressiveness, she was able to create externally more of what she wanted to be.
I think we should take that and expand on it for our coaching corner today.
Well, yes, I would love to hear about that.
Let's give some coaching tips on how to become a better speaker. And of course, first of all, from my end of it, content is absolutely one of the most important things that you have to think about when delivering a speech. And you don't want to have too much across the board. You want to focus on a topic that you can expand from a 20-minute speech or into a two-hour speech.
Yeah, a really great way to kind of build a speech is to create a modular speech, one so that there's very specific ideas and main points that are delivered that are then created in such a way that they're easy for the audience to remember. You can kind of then, you can change your speech from a 20-minute speech to a 60-minute speech. If you have six modules, you can just focus on two of them. If you only have 20 minutes, if you're given an entire hour, then you can use all six modules and actually expound upon each individual idea and give the audience enough that they can learn quite a bit, and also give them enough repetition and enough exposition so that they fully understand each individual concept and they have a chance to actually take it in and be able to understand it on a very deep level so then they can apply it in their own lives.
Sounds fascinating. I think that what I'd like to do is put those speech modules in a box. So you've got speech box one,
in a box
two.
I thought today was all about no box.
Well, but that's when your speech crashes and burns, when you don't have a module or a box that you're working from, right?
I would agree. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that your client that you helped was absolutely ecstatic with your taking her to the person you described earlier and taking her into her genius zone of being able to deliver a fantastic, remarkable speech and actually transforming her appearance. Isn't that amazing how that works?
It's incredible how that works. And, you know, she sent me a text. I want to read it to you. She said, I'm so very excited to learn with and work with you. A gazillion thank yous for the incredible gifts you provided me today. My heart is full and I have no words for my newfound hope and gratitude.
Oh my gosh. You need to be putting that up on the website, Guy, because people need to know who you are, what you do, and how to find their genius zone through Thomas Hides.
Well, when you want to learn a little bit more about that, go to imaginemoresuccess.com And we've got our own genius who's coming in a little bit later today, Holly Porter from hollyporter.com. She's known as the image designer. She's the founder of the Image Designers at theimagedesigners.com. How much time have you spent with Holly?
You know, Holly is an incredible person. And when you meet her, you don't really know how big she is in her thinking, in her processes, and how she actually works. She has so many different genius zones that you listeners out there need to tap into this gal, because she is amazing. Before we move on, I just want to say you can find her at hollyporter.com.
You know, she's one of those people who has expertise in many different fields, many different areas. She's found a way to combine them so that she can deal with the entire person, not just with these tiny little parts or segments. And as she works on a person from many different angles and using many different techniques, the results she's been getting are just tremendous. They're significantly outweigh the amount of work that she's actually putting into people. She's just creating incredible results.
Well, some of the cool stuff about Holly is that many times when people come to her, they go to see her for one thing and end up Holly finds other things that need to be dealt with that they weren't even aware of. And this is where the intuitive piece comes into play, that you're so fortunate when you find someone who utilizes their intuitive skills to help you develop what it is that you came to see them for.
Yes, and that's what she's wonderful at. She's got tremendous intuition. She's got tremendous intellect. And she's just a very lovable, kind, gentle person. Again, that kind of heart-centered person who is not necessarily the business person of the past, but is the business person of the future. That's where everything's heading, where you're finding people who are connecting with people on a heart-centered basis. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our next segment. We're going to be talking to Holly Porter from hollyporter.com, the image designer. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides.
I'm so excited to hear about Holly and all that she offers. She's just got so many interests and has so much to offer for people to learn about themselves, really.
Yeah, she's really someone who I'm super excited to be working with. She's got so much information on how to change the way you look and feel about yourself and your business. It just brings me back to what we were talking about in the earlier segment. We're talking about her ideas of moving away from out of the box thinking, or moving away from in the box thinking, moving towards creative thought. you remember having a little time at an event called Imagination IQ?
Loved it. Yes. Dan Fowler does an amazing job with his IIQ summits.
You know, there was one massive takeaway from that was actionable for me. It was just the idea of making creativity a part of your life every single day. Take the time to move into imagination, to move into creative thought, to move into possibility. Why are we getting caught up in the idea of doing the same thing every single day? Instead, we need to be finding out what we really want and finding out what's possible every day.
Well, you know, what I took away from that was to have more fun. You know, work and whatever it is you're doing can be more fun and colorful and playful.
Yeah, definitely playful. Playful adds such a je ne sais quoi component that you just, in anything that you're doing, if there's no joy in it, how long are you going to want to do it?
Well, and you know, what's interesting is Dan is such a scholar. He's got a master's degree and he's so smart, but yet you don't expect him to be so much fun.
Yeah, he's a hell of a guy. He's a lot of fun. And we're so lucky to have the opportunity to work with him. And if you want to learn more about taking your business to the next level with tips, tools, and tactics, you can go to imaginemoresuccess.com, another amazing product, which is created by in association with Dan Fowler. Soon, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have Holly Porter on. I have a couple questions for you. Do you want to look and feel your best? Absolutely. Of course you do. Do you want your business to look and feel its best? Of course. The real question is, are you ready for $1 million makeover?
Woo-hoo!
That's what Holly Porter offers.
Do you feel like your business isn't moving forward because you're suffering from paralysis by analysis? Or do you feel like you aren't ready to grow your business, but you know that you are? Do you want to get rid of limiting beliefs and negative thoughts and build your self-confidence and increase your self-esteem? If you do that, you can build your business so you can enjoy a life of prosperity and freedom. If you're ready, you're going to receive some really valuable tools today from Holly Porter at The Image Designers. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Fantastic.
I appreciate it.
Holly, you have a story for us about a client of yours that you helped very recently. Please feel free to share with us today.
Yes, happy to. It was a really exciting time for me and them. So I love progress. I had a guy who his boss actually hired me because he was really struggling with sales, and they were selling big package bills, real estate packages of some sort. I'm not even sure of the company, that much about them. But he really wanted him to get in there and, you know, make some sales. He really believed in this guy. And so he was willing to pay the fee to work with me. So I worked with them over the period of 3 months, and we, you know, did a lot of things with confidence. That seemed to be what kept coming up. We worked on a lot of issues. He had some family issues. He had, you know, growing up issues, dad issues. I mean, you name it, he had it. And it's interesting because when people come to me, they don't always realize that, you know, what they're coming for has nothing to do with where we go. So I did some hypnosis on him and worked some, you know, NLP strategies and things with him. And the last time we worked together, he improved each time, but like the last time was really on, I've got to start selling. Like I'm on welfare pretty much, you know, I got to get off welfare. I have a child and a wife and I need to support them, and they're frustrated and I'm frustrated. And so we had kind of done the back stuff. And anyway, we worked that last time, and that was a Saturday. And the next Tuesday, he called me and had his biggest sell ever, which was $12,000.
Oh, wow. Woo-hoo! Fantastic. That's a really wonderful story.
Yes.
So how did his life change? I mean, what did he tell you when you talked to him afterwards?
Well, his wife decided not to leave him. That was another win.
Yeah, that's always important, right?
Yeah.
He was very happy about it. Like, you had it all along. You just needed to be reminded that you have it in you and you did it. And so just remember what you did and make it keep happening.
Holly, tell us a little bit about the tools that you gave him in order for him to really gain that success that he was looking for.
Yeah. Okay. This time, three of them was, it's okay to be okay. He just needed to know that he wasn't crazy, and he, you know, other people have felt and been in those situations that he had been in the past, and we just need to work through some of those. So we just, you know, got him to embrace that. And I always work with affirmations because I think they're huge. My idea is to give them 10 a week on whatever subject I'm helping them with. So I have him do those. And then I had a little program called Find and Be Your Happy. And we worked a little bit on that. The second one was, I call it You Are Enough. And people will hear me saying that all the time because they are. You're enough. You, like, people need to be reminded they are enough. So again, different affirmations for that. Some connection to self, some mirror exercises. I share to trust their instincts and, you know, really listen with their heart. Yes. Get out of their head. That's a huge one. They just need to get out of their head, manage their inner voice, don't overthink, and celebrate themselves. And then the third one is, oh, self-care goes with You Are Enough too. You know, much self-care. We really need to learn to take care of ourselves. The third one is an execution plan. Just everything that we've learned and we work towards, that they take action. And that goes into one of my books that, you know, I Think No Box. It's a box book, I call it, but Think No Box. There is no box. We limit ourselves. So get out of that. Get out of that stinking thinking and move on.
Okay.
Excellent, Holly. So have you reconnected to see what his next big sale has been? And if his wife stayed with him?
Yeah, that's yet to be determined for sure. Yeah. Those are her issues that maybe then they should come back to me for that on.
Maybe she might need some NLP.
Yeah. So he actually sold a $25,000 package.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Great work, Holly. I'll bet he is so thrilled to have you on his team.
I think so. So we've kept in touch. And I love that about my clients, when they come back and they keep succeeding. You know, I don't want to keep seeing them for the same issues. I want them to, if they're going to see me, come with a new issue, because I want to know that we solved that other challenge.
Exactly.
I know that a lot of times when people are working on something like self-confidence, it seems really esoteric. The benefits of it aren't necessarily something that they see right away. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, and then suddenly you find yourself making a $12,000 sale you've never made before, and then a $25,000 sale. There's a lot of tips that you've already given us on self-confidence. Mm-hmm. Walk us through one thing that listeners may not know that they really need to improve their self-confidence.
So I would say, you know, it all goes with their goals. Some people set their sights so high that they don't have obtainable goals. And so I think it's baby steps. And if they realize, you know, like, maybe that was a great sell that he had in that story, you know, but maybe that was like aha moment. Maybe somebody else, they sabotage themselves and they're bummed because they didn't obtain that big goal. Whereas maybe they had a $3,000 sell. And if they just realize that, take those baby steps and celebrate every single win, no matter how big it is. If it's a plus, it's a plus.
Great. Really love that. One other question then, talking about the second tool that you use with people, as you build self-esteem within people, what's the number one thing that you find changes for them in their business?
It's the confidence. I mean, just knowing that they can do it is everything to them, and that they are enough. Like, they really, really are enough.
Well, it sounds to me like the number one result that you are delivering, Holly, is financial. And that's the bottom line of every business out there, is financial success. So congratulations on being able to achieve that with your clients. Can you expand on that for us a little bit?
Yes. I mean, it's, you know, what's within us is always going to be there, you know, so everybody has greatness. And if you find that greatness within you, what's going to stop you? I mean, you're stopping yourself, right? We create our own lives and our own futures. And so, yeah, just knowing, I think getting them to that point where they know they can move forward and they can make that sell and they can, you know, make six figures like that. And then guess what? It's the same process to make seven figures. So I think just knowing that, we get that fear in our way, get that fear out of our way, and you're unstoppable.
Yeah. And people really, you know, when clients see someone who has a business or someone who's a salesperson, they have great confidence, they have great self-esteem, they're able to feel more comfortable, have a greater rapport, have more trust. And that really leads right into the next part, where we're talking about having that very specific plan and being able to execute it. So talk to us about developing an executable plan. What does that look like for the average business person?
Well, first of all, I'm a big planner. So I like, a lot of people just fly by the seat of their pants and they don't really make a plan for things. Like I said, for somebody that doesn't have one or maybe doesn't really think they need one, you know, start small. It's again, it's that baby steps to take the process to big things. And if you, you know, you're just starting out, there's not a lot of income coming in. And so get that together. Like, what's it going to take for you to get there? And I always say, and it's stuff I've heard from others, you know, start with the end in mind, work backwards. So get obtainable goals and then work backwards towards what processes and what steps and what systems are you going to need to put in place to get that.
Sounds like a great plan, Holly. So I can't wait to hear about your giveaway because you've given so many great tips for business owners to be able to go out and make money, because that's why we're here in business, is to make money, right? So what is it can you offer to business owners as your free giveaway with that in mind?
I have a fun giveaway. So I have a book called Inbox, Outbox, Unbox, Snowbox. 4 steps to delete your box thinking.
Love it.
Inside is a quiz. It's 13 questions. Don't be afraid that it's a big, long thing. It's
not. Hey, everyone loves quizzes. Everyone loves them.
And it's fun. It's about shoes. It's, if you were a shoe, what kind of shoe would you be?
Cool.
For men or women? And you take this quiz and then I will give you some advice. And in the book, it goes a little further and talks about each shoe persona and how you take 4 steps to delete your box thinking and get to no box.
Wow.
And Holly, how can we tell our listeners to be able to get your free giveaway?
If you go to theimagedesigner.com, you will see it on that page.
Well, that's really powerful stuff. I'm really excited to get back to that. We're just going to take a couple of moments. We're going to go into a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Holly Porter, the image designer at hollyporter.com.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks.
Hey, Thomas.
Hi. So Holly's done just some incredible work, and we've been very fortunate to hear about some of the changes she's made in lives already.
Absolutely. Holly is one of those people that you just need to know. I mean, she is not only smart, she's beautiful, and she's got a lot to share.
She works so fast, too. I've seen the differences she's made with people. There's definitely that turning point, that tilting point, that point where they're moving along, they're doing one thing, and then it's like magic. Bam, that serious, incredible growth happens almost instantaneously.
Love that magic.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with the idea of her, again, just bringing in so many different aspects of learning, knowledge, and her dedication to her clients.
Her experience level is quite eclectic, and you don't find many people with her kind of background that she incorporates so many different modalities into coaching people. It's quite incredible.
You know, it's one of those things, I think a powerful message for entrepreneurs as well. Sometimes when they're moving into a new business, they don't really take stock or take full belief in the idea that they have all these other experiences from other things that they've already done in their life. And those skills and talents and ideas do transfer into anything that they're doing. It's really important to give some credence to that and honor them.
Oh my gosh, that is so important, because when you're out there working, if you don't take in all of your experiences and knowledge from your entire life, not only are you missing your own boat, but you're also not helping those that you work with in your business.
Yeah, very true. Luckily, Holly is a great person who I think integrates all the knowledge that she has. And when you're looking for more knowledge, more tips, tools, and tactics, you can always check out imaginemoresuccess.com. And right now, we're going to get back to Holly Porter from hollyporter.com. She is the image designer. Holly, talk a little bit more about something in your life. What's something that you really enjoy to kind of recharge your batteries? What's something that you love to do, or how do you kind of recharge yourself? Everyone knows when you're in business, there's so much hard work. What do you like to do, or what can you do to do that?
Well, I have 8 children. They're all adults. So
wow.
I love them. Yeah.
You don't look old enough to do that, by the way.
Really? And I have 5 grandchildren too. So we have lots of family things. I'm from a family of 9 myself. So there, we always have lots of family things going on. But I love vacationing. Like, I love to go to warm places.
Yeah.
Definitely warm. And I'm a biker chick. I like to go on the motorcycle and go.
What? Did not know that about you. Oh, that's really cool.
Okay, the secret's
out. It's my closet stuff.
Oh, I love it. So there's a real adventure there. I love that. Have you done the North Shore Road ride next to Lake Mead out in Las Vegas, here in Las Vegas? Have you done that?
No, I should, though. I grew up in Las Vegas. That would be really pretty.
It's a must. 55 miles, the most beautiful roadway in America. Definitely.
Sounds like you have a new vacation in store.
You're gonna
like Southern Utah's got a lot of pretty country, so.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, we want to take a moment to highlight a little bit more about Holly's background. So we're going to hear from Cindy. She talks about Holly's biography and give you a little bio info. So
love to. We need to add the biker chip to this, though, Holly. Okay. Holly Porter, the image master and founder of Image Designers. She leads her clients through their million-dollar makeover, both personal and business. Holly is an international speaker who inspires business breakthroughs and personal transformations, as you clearly heard on our show today. Publishing 6 books to date, wow. Holly has inspired and assisted many other women and a few men in reaching a new level of success. When Holly is not working to accomplish million-dollar makeovers for her clients, she can be found relaxing with family and friends, going on vacation, keeping life fun. Holly has 8 kids, oh my goodness, 5 grandkids, and her husband, Scott Porter, and she currently lives in St. George, Utah. Holly, thank you so much. And is there anything you want to leave our listeners with today about you?
About me? Oh, I want to make it about them. I just want to know you to, I really want you to walk away knowing that you are enough. And if you don't feel like you are, there's help out there. Get it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Holly.
Have a wonderful day.
We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
Cindy, I know that you have some really strong feelings about self-esteem and self-confidence and how they really impact your business. Talk to me about how they've impacted your business.
Well, that's an interesting comment because I believe it not only impacts your business, I believe it impacts every single part of your life and existence. You are your self-esteem and your confidence.
Yeah, very true. In fact, when we first met, you actually gave me one of your books that made a huge difference for me. The name of it is escaping me right now, Cindy.
Step aside, get out of your own way. Would that be it?
Step aside, get out of your own way. That is it. Yeah, that was a fantastic book. I really appreciate you sharing that with me. That made just a few key points in there really kind of opened things up for me and actually placed me where I am today, working on a podcast with you.
And so did you do that? Did you step aside?
Yeah, I've stepped aside in some ways. You know, in my own life, and I was thinking about this when Holly was speaking, when I've taken those steps and moved forward and kind of developing myself as a human being, it seems like every time I do that, move forward in business and then just about everything else, just like you were talking about.
Well, I believe the secret to be when you're doing development for business, you've got to start with who you are and with what you believe in. Integrity is huge, which I believe develops your self-esteem and your self-confidence. So I think it just comes from a place of you have to feel like you know who you are, you know what you're about, you have high integrity, you live your life right. And then when somebody approaches you and tries to bully you like that, stand up for yourself, no matter what your age or what your position in life.
I would agree. You know, something else that really spoke to me in Holly's interview, developing self-confidence and self-esteem are kind of, they happen on two different time frames. Maybe you go to a seminar, you learn some valuable skills, some valuable tools, or you read a book. From the book, you develop some ideas, some tools. There's those little turning points where your self-esteem and your self-confidence begins to build. And then there's the task of doing it every single day. How important is that? Doing something every single day to address those two.
Well, and I think one of the things you can do is keep yourself a little journal. And when you do things that are good and impressive and you're proud of, make a note of it. And when somebody sends you a little note or you get a card and being thanked for something really special or important you did, put it in that journal. And then on days when you're feeling down and like the whole world is, you know, not working out in your favor, just read that journal because we all have days like that.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where I think self-esteem, self-confidence, just about anything in business, there is a curve that looks similar to stock market. There's ups, there's dips, there's downs. As long as the trajectory is still going up and it's going in the right direction, at the end of the day, at the end of your week, at the end of your month, you're going to be better off than you were when you started.
Well, and if you don't believe in yourself, who is going to believe in you?
Very true. Very, very true.
Yeah. So my estimation is that self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Confidence is how you feel about your abilities. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes great sense. Something else that Holly hit on when it came to self-confidence, she was talking about the idea of you are enough. And I think that's something that cannot be stressed enough for people who are just starting out in their businesses. Just the idea that sometimes you're looking up to someone who's a guru, someone who's already made it in your field, or someone who's way ahead of you in the game. You think, my God, look at how far they are. They're incredible. They're amazing.
I believe that the secret to that is that when you see someone who's so accomplished, inside, they have self-esteem issues also. I can tell you that because in coaching clients, every single client that I've worked with, whether they're a homeless person or a CEO and president of their company, everyone has self-esteem and confidence issues.
And some sort of fear of something that may be holding them back a little bit, or something that if there's just a little bit of tweaking there, they can improve that one area of their life, which will then usually improve all the others.
Exactly. And I believe Holly gave some fantastic tips for everyone with affirmations and connection to yourself and your self-talk. That's huge. I don't think people realize, you know, what you have going on in your head all day long is really coming out and screaming who you are and what you're about.
You know, there's a guy, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, who wrote the book Psycho-Cybernetics. His book is all about personal self-talk. That book is actually responsible for a huge percentage of the self-growth and self-development industry that's out there today. Really interesting story.
Well, that's from the 60s or 70s, I believe.
Yeah, I think 1960, I think is when it
was. And you know, the story in there, I'm not sure if you remember it, but he was actually a plastic surgeon. Did you know that?
That's right. Yes, that's right.
And he did all this work for people. And once he corrected whatever disfigurement they had, they still felt like they weren't attractive. And so it's the self-talk telling the person, even after they've had their disfigurement corrected, they're not attractive. Now, how powerful is that?
That was a tremendous insight. And it's been world-changing. His ideas have shaped, I don't know how many personal development courses, websites, and books. And if you want to work on yourself and move yourself forward and your business forward, you can check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can find tips, tools, and tactics for creating a better you and a better business. And check out the businessperformancespecialist.com, businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can get a list of tips from Cindy on how to move your business forward. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Please join us on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive.
to receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and me, Thomas Hides.
Hey, Thomas.
Hello. What an amazing interview we had today with Holly Porter from hollyporter.com. Is she blowing you away or what?
Absolutely. I love Holly.
She's a real angel. And, you know, just yesterday you were mentioning something about a favorite quote of yours that seemed to just kind of meld with everything we were doing today. Something about...
It really is. It's kind of cool. I'll share it. I thought boxes were the best toy, and when my parents got a new car, I ran to my mother and said, "Did it come in a box?"
I got to tell you, look, that cracked me up yesterday. It's cracking me up today, because only from the mouth of a child would you hear something like that, but how profound.
Really, for sure. Well, you know, some of these little cars, it could come in a little box, right? That little, I saw a little Cooper car on the road the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, is that a real car? It was so tiny.
A little Smart 4-2, one of those little two-seater deals. It might come in a little box. The same size your refrigerator might come in.
I don't know how tall people get in. I mean, my pant leg is like a 34, and I struggle getting into some of the, you know, I had a little sports car, that little Spider, and I could barely get in there because it's, you know, so low. And, but, you know, when the convertible top was down, it was much easier. But those cars could come in a box.
We got to credit those engineers. They do some really amazing things. Exactly. Turn those little tiny cars into clown cars.
I know how you need a little orange furry hair.
Seriously.
So the other quote that I have today, and it's perfectly fitting for Holly, is from my new book, Insights from an Intuitive. We live in a cocoon and always under transformation. Get illuminated every day.
Mm, I love that. You know, yes. I went to a seminar years ago, and they asked a question, what's the difference between change and transformation? And most of us, there was about 70 of us, we had some ideas. The instructor said the difference between change and transformation is that once you transform, you can never go back. When you change, you can go back. But once you transform, if you're an actual transformation, there's no going back. There's no going back.
Wow. Another one. That's really deep. I like that. And very on point, especially for our guest for next session.
Yeah, for our next session, we're going to be talking to Elena from ElenaTransform.com. She's got some tremendous insights. She does a wonderful podcast herself, and definitely someone that we want to involve. She's, again, another heart-centered person. She's incredible at putting together books for people. She's a publisher. She's had dozens of years of experience, and she's still a very young person. She's an entrepreneur from the time she was a child.
You know, she's got some remarkable stories about when she was young. I know that she'll probably share it, but her dad started giving her books when she was like 9 years old, I think it was, maybe 9 or 12, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And asked her to read the book and then talk to him about it. And her story is really pretty cool. And I think it really helped to transform her into who she is today.
Well, she's got one of those real life Robert Kiyosaki, rich dad, poor dad life experiences, where she was very fortunate to have not just her father, but some really high level entrepreneurial mentors in her life who guided her, shaped her, pushed her in the right directions. And then she just took off from there and just kept working going forward. And when you want to find out more about those kinds of tips and tools and tactics, you could check out imaginemoresuccess.com.
Well, and you know, that's one of the things that is really quite interesting to me is that she is a beautiful person in person. She's, you know, petite, blonde, blue-eyed, and gorgeous. And many people would have put her into a box of, oh, let's send her to, you know, be in the beauty pageants because she's so beautiful and so perfect. But what her parents did was took her beautiful mind and transformed it into the fantastic human being that she is today, because, you know, very few people keep up with me in getting things done. And she is one who just blows the doors off, and there is no box for this woman. This woman is off the charts with what she creates or transforms every single day.
Yeah, and you know, it's so important to really start to find those actionable steps to move outside of each of our individual boxes each and every day. It really starts, I believe, with taking a look at yourself and what you really want and what's really important to you.
You know what I say, Thomas, is I say nothing begins without a goal. Until you can have a goal, and it starts with the imagination, of course. Dan Fowler would tell us what's possible. Got to start with the imagination, but you got to have the goal before you can transform or even get started on anything.
Yeah, and you spend a few minutes every single day where you allow your mind to just roam and allow yourself to think and to feel and to experience anything is something significantly different than what you would typically do.
Well, here's a big tip from two guys that helped shape who I am today. And the first one is Earl Nightingale. You all know I love him.
Absolutely.
And he said to keep a pen and paper by yourself all the time, whether it's when you get up out of the bed or wherever you are, so that you can write down your ideas. That's where so many things begin, is your ideas in your head, your imagination, your soul. That's how everything happens. To even start with your goal, you've got to have that idea. The second person I met in person and actually went to one of his mastermind weekends is an author of over 100 books.
Who's that?
And you can see his photo with me on my website. And his name is John Maxwell.
John Maxwell.
Absolutely. He's written, believe it or not, over 100 books, and he also has a pen and paper. In fact, he writes all of his books by pen and paper, if you can believe that today.
100 books by pen and paper. That's absolutely mind-boggling.
I know. I couldn't imagine, because his books aren't those little 100 pagers. You know, he's got those great big, thick, bound books that are just filled with great info.
Yeah, everyone's a huge volume for sure.
Yes. And he is just an amazing leader when you're in one of his masterminds. And I really, really enjoyed my time with him.
Cindy, today I'd love to hear what you pulled for a card today.
Angel card time. We need some ethereal music for that, don't you think? We better talk to our producer.
I'm sure he's got a couple of tracks.
He'll say, Cindy, go find some. Oh, we probably couldn't use the person that I like anyway. I love Enya.
Enya would be perfect.
Yes. Have to see if, give her a call and see if we can use it, right?
Yeah, there's some begging involved.
I know. So our card today is Awakening.
Awakening.
And the short version is, look at things from a different perspective, a temporary standstill. It's important to be yourself. It's time to review your plans according to this card and look at the things from a new perspective. Ask yourself, is it possible that a different approach would be better? Although it may feel like events have come to a standstill, this is temporary, so make use of the extra time you've been given to rethink your strategies. Step outside the norm and mainstream right now and embrace your unique and eclectic beliefs or attitudes. It's a good moment to be generous with your time, attention, and gifts. This tithing is returned by the universe manyfold to you. Love that.
That's beautiful. Yes. Perfect for today's show too. We've been talking about creative thought. We've been talking about moving outside of the box. That there is, in fact, no box whatsoever. We talked about that with Holly Porter, image designer at hollyporter.com. And remember, when you need more tools, tips, and tactics for your business and for you, you can go to imaginemoresuccess.com. That's the place where you can learn all the amazing things that you need for your business and for yourself.
And you know, I also offer that to anyone who goes to thebusinessperformancespecialist.com, and you can get weekly tips from moi.
Businessperformancespecialist.com. Next week, We've got Elena from ElenaTransform.com. ElenaTransform.com. Elena has amazing tips for us all about creating a more powerful business, moving from being an entrepreneur to being a CEO.
She is absolutely incredible. People are not going to believe what she has to offer. So be sure to check her out. Tune in, all you listeners out there, and hear about an amazing woman and what she can do for you
and your business. At Imagine More Success podcast, we'll be back next week. Please join us and we'll see you then.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of IconQuality.com, that's I-C-O-N-Quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.